This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
How many times do you wash your hands?
Every time I go out of the bathroom.
Every time I think I touch something nasty.
Once or twice.
That's it?
Yep.
Ever.
That's sick.
Grossology 101, don't bug me, and the water and soap help, better known as WASH, aren't your typical course titles in middle school. But they represent real-life successful campaigns to educate the school community about the importance of good hand hygiene. The goal of these programs is healthier schools and healthier people, and the materials are created by middle school students.
Follow me and I'll show you how you can wash your hands the proper way.
With some help from their teachers, principals, and school health professionals. This hand hygiene movement is a result of the Healthy Schools, Healthy People, It's a SNAP program, a national award-winning initiative of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Soap and Detergent Association to reduce infectious disease and illness-related absenteeism in middle schools. SNAP stands for the School Network for Absenteeism Prevention. Thousands of educators across the country have used the materials to empower students to create customized campaigns showing the link between hand washing and good health. Students who participate show passion about what they've learned and what they're teaching others. And while the campaigns are created by students, the health benefits are felt far beyond school boundaries.
We went to multiple schools in our community and created a poster board, and we made sure that everybody in our community could understand how important hand washing was.
This was just a great opportunity for me to watch kids just take over and be able to do amazing things.
Each year, top schools are awarded national recognition from CDC and SDA for the school, the teacher, and the students. Top recipients are flown, all expenses paid, by SDA to Washington, D.C., where a special ceremony is given in their honor. Cash prizes are awarded, and on a special Capitol Hill visit, they meet with their local congressmen and women. The director of the CDC praises SNAP as an effective way to teach an important lesson on public health.
SNAP is a wonderful example of how we can work together to protect our children's health. The Soap and Detergent Association is a great partner, and we look forward to the next steps.
When we can get this message out, the parents, the teachers, and the students themselves to wash their hands frequently, we'll have reduced absenteeism, we'll have greater productivity from our children, and they'll really be able to appreciate their full potential.
It's easy and important to get started in SNAP, because nearly 22 million school days are lost each year due to the common cold and diseases that are spread by bacteria that live on desks, doorknobs, tables, and more. And according to the CDC, the single most important thing we can do to keep from getting sick and spreading illness to others is to clean our hands. Getting involved in SNAP is free, and the educational resources, toolkits, posters, activities, bookmarks, and more make getting started easy. Simply download a free toolkit at www.itsasnap.org or email your request for free materials to snap@cleaning101.com. The deadline to apply for national recognition is March 1st, so get your materials today. And remember, when it comes to building healthy hygiene habits that last a lifetime, the entire school community can play a role. And when kids teach kids, it's a SNAP.
Hand washing is awesome! Hand washing is great! Woohoo!
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.